A young Indigenous chef is trying to educate Australians about bush tucker and Indigenous culture by opening a pop-up restaurant in Darwin. He's seeking to reach non-Indigenous Australians through their stomachs. Our reporter Jacqueline Breen went along to Elijah's Kitchen in Darwin to find out more.
Someone's ordered the laksa here at Elijah's Kitchen, and head chef Zach Green is plating up.
So, it's very sweet. It's like a very much a tomato brisket, but with spices involved.
Spices, coconut milk, noodles, and in this case, crocodile.
And with the crocodile, a lot of people don't actually realise how beautiful the crocodile is when it actually marinates in the juices. It's so tender and just falls off.
The croc comes from here in the top end, and in the laksa, it works. It is like chicken, but flakier, like a white fish.
Welcome to Elijah's. My name is Layla, and I am co-owner of Elijah's, but tonight I will also be your waiter. I don't know if anyone's gone through the menu with you yet.
Zach's wife and business partner, Layla Gurawiwi, is best known for her work hosting the Mangrook Footy Show in Melbourne, but she's also running the floor at Elijah's. The floor is actually grass. Zach describes Elijah's as a pop-up commercial kitchen on wheels, and this dry season it's parked at night on a grassy corner in the Darwin CBD. Youngish office workers sit by candles on long timber tables, sipping cups of cold Kakadu tea and checking out the menu.
Smoked magpie goose, baby barramundi, mussels, squid salad, camel, kangaroo. Crocodile.
You won't find magpie goose on many or any other menus in Darwin, but it's popular with hunters up here and provides a big feed for Indigenous and some non-Indigenous families. Zach Green hails from the Gunditjmara mob of southwest Victoria and has Tasmanian Palawa heritage too. He's also connected to Layla's Yolngu family from northeast Arnhem Land. On a turtle hunting trip with them 3 years ago, Zach says he was inspired to use his skills to bring Indigenous stories about plants and animals to other Australians through food.
Over the road, we've got a Thai restaurant, and it's almost like you go into that Thai restaurant and you're literally celebrating their culture. If you do not think you are, you are. And you go into an Indian restaurant, you go to an African restaurant. We're celebrating all cultures around the world, but we don't do it with our own mob.
But that's changing, slowly but steadily. Zach and Layla aren't alone. Their menu's dotted with new products from Indigenous businesses, carving out a new market for traditional Australian ingredients. For dessert, there's green ant cheesecake, sprinkled with the zesty little things harvested by Darwin-born business Something Wild.
Well, obviously, Daniel, Shannon, Stephen, they're all my brother boys. So I use a lot of their products, and the green ants come straight from Larrakia land.
The pop-up's running all dry season in Darwin. Zach Green says he's encouraged by early feedback from happy customers.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love when people come up to me and they're like, amazing food, and writing comments on Facebook saying, you know, best dish in Darwin, and that's what I love about cooking. But then when people come up to me and going, thank you for that experience about your culture and giving an insight into how your culture is, it's amazing.
That's Chef Zach Green speaking to our reporter in Darwin, Jacqueline Breen.